The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
I was just, I'm sitting here waiting to watch the White House press briefing. I took Patrick out to lunch, came back, waiting to watch the White House press briefing, and I did not expect Tulsi Gabbard to come out and just steal the show and spend the, I mean, go through every detail of how they manufactured the Russia gate hoax in detail, going through the now declassified files, answering the question about Marco Rubio, addressing Caitlin Collins' snarky question about, well, hasn't the president lost trust in you? Is that why you're just doing all this? Because the president lost faith in you? And wow. So, yeah, we got a lot to chat about. And you just heard Tony Bruno make the announcement that the judge in the case, Epstein, refusing to unseal the grand jury files. I'm not surprised by that. I mean, you know, shocking, shocking with that. The Epstein stuff is not going away. I do not believe this is a distraction to try to move away from Epstein, because this, the Epstein story is not going anywhere. And Speaker Mike Johnson earlier today said he's not trying to delay the truth from coming out. The truth is going to come out. The Epstein stuff is not going away. So two things can be true at the same time. And what's true at the same time is that the Epstein story, we have to get to the bottom of this, lest we look like the party that's covering this up. But number two, Obama manufactured this intelligence, and the entire administration tried to say that Donald Trump was the choice of Vladimir Putin. But my favorite part of everything that Tulsi Gabbard revealed is that the Russians knew Hillary Clinton was on tranquilizers. She was heavily tranquilized. Elephant tranquilizers. I don't know if it were elephant tranquilizers, but in my mind, it's an elephant tranquilizer or a rhinoceros trying to tranquilizer like an old school. But heavily tranquilized was nuts. I mean, basically that she was crazy, and they clearly wanted Hillary Clinton to win. There's no doubt in my mind about that, because if they didn't, then they would have released all this stuff about Hillary Clinton, and they did not, which shows that they wanted Hillary Clinton to win. And they did not want Donald Trump to be president. And the reason why they didn't want Donald Trump to be president is because Donald Trump was not going to put up with Vladimir Putin invading Ukraine, which is exactly why Vladimir Putin did not invade Ukraine and waited until the next Democrat was in the White House, Joe Biden, who, again, Vladimir Putin obviously wanted in the White House. So there's no doubt in my mind that this is a massive, massive scandal that makes, and I didn't think it was possible, that anything could make Joe Biden's pudding mush brain scandal, but this trumps the Biden mush brain pudding scandal. It really does. Because I thought that was the biggest political scandal of my lifetime. But the fact now that we know, we always suspected, but we know now for sure that, yes, former President Barack Obama and DNI Clapper and Comey and Brennan, all these guys knew that Russia was not helping Trump get elected. They didn't want Trump to be elected, and they had nothing to do with Trump getting elected. But they lied, and they said all those things anyway, and they went on TV and they said it. They went on MSNBC and said it, and CNN and said it, and boneheads like Colbert made jokes about it, fellatio jokes about Trump and Putin. Jimmy Kimmel did the same stuff. And it was all a lie. And it was all a lie. And we always suspected this, but now we know definitively. And I'm going to tell you something else right now at the start of the show. Edward Snowden deserves a pardon, a full pardon from President Trump. And the reason why I'm saying that is because years ago, when Tulsi Gabbard decided she could not be a Democrat any longer, and she left the Democrat Party, and I said, I'm going to sit down with Tulsi. I'm going to talk to Tulsi. And I looked into her eyes. I gazed into her eyes, perhaps a tad too long, hence the restraining order. Just kidding. But I looked into her eyes and I saw a sincere, legitimate person who is there 100% to tell the truth, who hated the weaponization of our government. And she has been saying Edward Snowden deserves a pardon. And why does Snowden matter? Because Snowden was the first guy who told everybody that our government was spying on us, that our intelligence community had been weaponized against the American people in the name of keeping us safe, that they were spying on the American people. And I said to you back then, if you were with me, if you've been part of the Zioli army from day one, you know that I have been saying that if we allow the government to shred the Fourth Amendment and start spying on the American people, whatever liberty we give up in the name of them keeping us safe, they will weaponize it and use it for political purposes. And that's exactly what they did in the 2016 election. Spying on the Trump campaign, spying on Carter Page, spying on George Papadopoulos, spying on Donald Trump, weaponizing intelligence, manufacturing intelligence, making all this stuff up because they knew that they would get away with it. And they almost did. But Tulsi Gabbard's there because she's somebody who says, we have to push back on this. We got to fight the weaponization of our government. And a reporter actually asked her today, you know, aren't you kind of a hypocrite here because you've been against the weaponization of government and aren't you here basically endorsing the weaponization of government? No, she's playing cleanup in aisle 12 because our government has been so weaponized that people like James Comey and Clapper and Brennan and all these guys who were out there for years weaponizing our government, federal law enforcement and intelligence against the American people, all in the name of keeping us safe from some terrorist in a cave in Afghanistan who might blow up a shopping mall. These guys were using the intelligence as their own personal political consulting department so that they can control the narrative and control the outcome. And when they did not get their way in 2016, they then proceeded to undermine Donald Trump's presidency. And then they did it again in 2020. And in 2020, they succeeded. And they were able to get Donald Trump out of the White House by lying about the Hunter Biden laptop. These are bad people. These are people who have destroyed our Constitution and destroyed the very fabric of our constitutional Republican. And you know what? If you're a Democrat, this is your moment to put your party aside. If you are a true liberal, I don't mean a leftist whack job like Zoran Mandami, or I mean, if you're a true liberal, somebody who believes in what at one point a liberal used to believe in. The government needs to stay the hell out of our lives and the government should not be spying on us and all the other things that liberals at one time cared about. This is your moment to take off your jersey, your Democrat Party jersey, and say, this is too much. This is too much. I didn't sign up for this. Enough is enough. Just like Tulsi Gabbard did. Just like Tulsi Gabbard did when she left the Democrat Party for love of country. And I'm also redeemed because some, and I'm not mentioning names, Susie Cool, said at the time they didn't trust her. She was a wolf in a white pantsuit. But now, obviously, we've all seen the light. And I was right. Tulsi is the real deal. And now Tulsi, not only did she see the light years ago when she left the Democrat Party, now she is shining a gigantic spotlight on all of the crimes these people have committed. And no, I do not think this is to distract from Epstein. And if it is, it's not going to work. I think this is real. I've always known this was real. I've been saying this stuff for years. I have been saying this since the day I got on the radio. And at one point, this wasn't popular. It was not a popular opinion when I said at the Xfinity Live Center, I don't know, 15, 10, however many years ago it was we did that mock debate with all the hosts at the time on the station. And I think Dom and I are the only two left from that entire day. But and I said, Snowden's a hero. He's not a traitor. The guy's a hero. He exposed the deep state. He exposed them. And we should praise this guy. And, you know, I get calls back then and be like, oh, Rich, what do you want to get blown up by a terrorist? I remember those phone calls and I remember conservative hosts. And I'm not going to mention names because some of them are on Fox News and they have national radio shows. And I took their spot. But I'm just saying some of them back then were like, how could we not want spying? If you've done nothing wrong, you have nothing to fear. It's because the entire time they were doing this, they were enabling a systemic weaponization of intelligence against our own people. And I said, inevitably, this is going to lead to them using this for political purposes. And that's exactly what they did. All these powers we gave them under the Patriot Act and all these powers we gave them because we were so scared after 9/11, they weaponized it for political purposes. And now it's all coming out because they had so much power and they were able to classify anything they wanted, and they could do whatever they wanted, all in the name of national security. So if that meant wiretapping Trump Tower, they could do that too. If that meant that somebody had a friend who knew somebody who was a Russian who ran a bodega, and they'd spy on everybody then, all in the name of keeping us safe. And what did it lead to? It led to them being so bold and so brazen that they would manufacture intelligence and then use that intelligence to try to bring down a duly elected president of the United States of America. Fugazi manufactured intelligence. Their arrogance, their hubris, the fact that they believe they could cover themselves up in the cloud of national security and never be held accountable for any of it. Any of it. So brazen that they thought there's nothing they can do. We can bury all this. We can do whatever we want. We're untouchable. We're the people that keep you safe. And we'll put in all our minions who will also be there to keep you safe. And we won't let them expose any of this stuff either, because we got to keep you safe. And so this will all stay buried. And it would have stayed buried had it not been for the fact that Tulsi Gabbard said, I don't like this. Because they didn't put in, this time around, a deep state Republican hack who loves war and loves spying and doesn't respect the Constitution and doesn't love the Fourth Amendment. No, they put in a person who served our country and was a Democrat, who left the Democrat Party because they abandoned any classical small L liberal principles that the Democrat Party may have once had in like the 1780s and left and said enough is enough and made it her point to say we're going to end the weaponization of this government, and said it on this show countless times. And then the president, who saw exactly what these people were capable of doing and knew exactly what they did to him, made her his national his DNI director, his director of national intelligence. And it was the perfect fusion of two people who knew the damage the deep state could do and what the pro-war community wants, and all the people that love war and love profiting off war and don't give a damn about the Constitution and love to spy on you and love to know your every movement at every second and love to profile you and tell you what to do and boss you around. And Trump and Tulsi Gabbard getting together in this capacity has now led us to this moment where they can expose all of this. And let me tell you something. A lot of Republicans have blood on their hands with this. A lot of Republicans have blood on their hands with this because they have enabled this weaponization of government to occur. Because in the years during Obama's presidency, they went along with all this because they said, we got to keep everybody safe. So, yeah, well, the Bush administration and all those Republicans back then who pushed for the Patriot Act, and very few voices opposed it, people like Ron Paul, whose birthday, by the way, I think I read Senator Rand Paul said he's 90 and would love a birthday card from you. So I'm going to send him one. There were few voices who were brave enough to speak up against this stuff back then. But for the most part, everybody went along with it because they said, well, you know what? Listen, hey, if the government needs to know what library books you're checking out, that's fine, because we can't have a terrorist checking out Curious George and then blowing us up. And I never really understood how any of that made sense, but okay. And then what did that lead to? That led to moms at school board meetings being spied on and people with Cabela's hats, Cabela's fishing hats being spied on, and your credit card receipts, and if you're buying guns, and if you're searching MAGA, and you might be an insurrectionist, and you might be a domestic violent extremist, and it all went from there. You traced it all back to there. And people would go, well, if you've done nothing wrong, you have nothing to fear. Well, guess what? Donald Trump did nothing wrong. Donald Trump did nothing wrong, and they tried to destroy the man's presidency. And they were successful. They were successful because his first term, he did not accomplish nearly a fraction of what he wanted to accomplish, because they bogged him down with the Mueller investigation and the Russia nonsense. And then ultimately they were able to get him out of the presidency because of the Hunter Biden laptop. And also, you know, the dead voting. But, you know, yeah, that's what it led to. So you've done nothing wrong. You have nothing to fear. Well, Donald Trump did nothing wrong. He did nothing with Russia. He didn't have there was no P tape. He didn't owe Putin money. There was no Moscow hotel deal that went bad and Putin had the goods on him. He did nothing wrong. And they spied on his campaign. And then they lied to the American people and they manufactured intelligence and they tried to destroy him, hoping that those same Republicans who at one point were all screaming up and down about, yeah, we need the Patriot Act and yeah, we need to spy on Americans. And yes, we got to make sure that, well, if you've done nothing wrong, you have nothing to fear. We got to give the government more power to spy on you, more power to know what you're up to, because you might be a terrorist or a terrorist might be around you within 5 feet of you. Those same Republicans, they were counting on them to turn on Trump because they didn't like him in the first place. In 2016, none of them liked him. I mean, they were going to try to undo his nomination at the convention in 2016. Do you remember that? Do you remember there was the talk of maybe they could do a last minute thing to try to maybe somehow get Ted Cruz the nomination and not Donald Trump? He had to go against 17 people, 17 people on that stage, 16 other Republicans, all with the exception of Senator Rand Paul, who wanted to stop him because they were pro-war, big government Republicans, and a couple of other exceptions, too. But, you know, for the most part, and the Republican Party did not want him. They wanted another warmonger pack in there. And then they went along with this whole thing because they saw it happening and they didn't really know what to do. And they were walking on eggshells. And what the intelligence community and Obama and Brennan and Clapper and Comey were all counting on was at some point, these same Republicans would turn around and go, well, we can't have a president who's controlled by Russia. They're our enemy. They're the bad guy. We can't have a puppet of the Soviet Union in the White House, so we have to remove him from office. That's what their goal was. That's what these people wanted to do. And they almost got away with it. They almost got away with it. And if you had a director of national intelligence now who believed in the power of the intelligence community, who believed that the intelligence community should be able to do whatever the hell it wants in the name of keeping us safe, none of this would be coming out. Oh, I'm serious. Like, if he didn't put in Tulsi Gabbard, if he had put in some hack Republican, this would not be coming out. But Tulsi does not like the idea of her government, my government, our government, being able to do this to the American people, to a citizen who has the right to run for president, and then to a president who was elected by those citizens to be their president. And so deep state be damned, national security state be damned, federal law enforcement be damned, all of it be damned, Constitution reigns supreme, and the rest of you can get out of the way. And oh, and if that means a terrorist blows us up someday, well, then you know what? I'll roll the dice. But I'd rather take my chances that a terrorist is going to jump out of a tree and blow me up. I'd rather take my chances with that, because what they did by trying to literally have a coup against the president, in my mind, far worse, way worse. I mean, my God, if they're able to take out a president using the intelligence community, using national security, using all their little secrets and all their little three-letter, four-letter clubs, CIA, DNI, NSA, this, that, the other, if they're able to do that, we don't have a republic. It doesn't matter how many terrorists blow us up because we don't have a constitutional republic anymore. We have a police state. And then it doesn't matter who blows us up because our government controls us. We're not in charge. There's no more government of the people, by the people, and for the people. It's deep state hacks who run the place and keep us in fear and keep us in line, afraid to speak out, afraid to say anything, telling us all the time that we're the terrorists. We could be the terrorists. And they did. They did for years. Moms at school board meetings, Catholics praying in Latin at mass, people buying Cabela's fishing hats. You were the terrorists. You were the bad guys. They flipped the script. Instead of it being some guy in a cave in Afghanistan who might be at the shopping mall, it was you at the shopping mall buying all your gear for the next insurrection. And Tulsi is the right person at the right time with the right president at the right time who saw what these people did to him, who's now saying we're going to expose all this and we're going to put it all out there for the American people. And we're not going to hide this anymore in the name of national security. We're not going to hide this anymore. You need to know what your government's capable of. You need to know what your government is capable of doing to you. You need to know what your government is capable of doing to you in the name of keeping you safe, which is to control the democratic process. For all these people who, for years, screaming at the top of their lungs about the threat to democracy. You want to know the threat to democracy? It's when the government controls our elections. When the government can decide who becomes president. And when the government doesn't like who's president, it can try to bring that president down. It can try to undo his presidency, grind it to a halt, remove him from office, take the guy out. That's not a constitutional republic. I'd rather get blown up. Honestly, I would. I'd rather get blown up by a terrorist in a mall, because at that point, we don't have America anymore. So it doesn't matter. I might as well be living in the Middle East. I might as well be living in some godforsaken hellhole in the Middle East. But I'm out, because that's not America. In America, our government is there to protect the Constitution and protect us, we the people. It's not supposed to be our enemy. The government is not supposed, it's not supposed to be us versus our government. And this has been happening now for 25 freaking years. And this is the culmination of this. What started with 9/11 has now culminated in this, giving these people so much power that they think they can get away with this crap. And luckily, you have somebody who has such strong libertarian, small L libertarian, not the political party, but libertarian leanings and philosophies, who says, no, we're not going to be warmongers anymore, and we're certainly not going to be spying on the American people anymore, and we're not going to be allowing our government to be involved in politics anymore. That's not why we have a CIA. It's not why we have an NSA. It's not why we have an FBI. We don't have these government agencies for this purpose. So thank God all this is coming to light. And Snowden deserves a pardon, because Snowden was the first one who brought all this to our attention. And everybody back then, because we had not yet seen what they were capable of doing, and people did not believe, people like me, when I said back then, they will use this against us politically one day. You'll see. Mark my words. And you know, if you've been listening to me since day one, when I was on nights and weekends and I was holidays and getting bumped for Women's High Line, I was saying all these things, and people were like, that's crazy. They can't do that. They're trying to keep us safe. No. The people in power want to maintain their power. And that's exactly what these people in the Obama administration did. And it wasn't just them. It was all of them. All the people that want the power and the money that war brings and the money that making bombs brings, and all those people who wanted that guy gone, never wanted him in the White House in the first place, and wanted to grind his presidency to a halt so they could get the next person in so that their wars could run wild. And what happened? They got their wish. Joe Biden gets in there. Russia invades Ukraine. I mean, and then people start making money again. And the money starts flowing. The spying increases. The threats against the American people increase. You're on a list. I'm on a list. Tulsi Gabbard's on a list. Tulsi Gabbard's on a quiet skies list, so that when she goes through the airport screening, not only does she have to take her shoes off, she's got to deal with all the hassle of the extra protection and spying. Because, you know, even though this lieutenant colonel in the United States Army Reserve is a dedicated warrior for our country, she's really a pain in the ass. And so for that reason, we have to give her extra special security screening. This is what we've become. This is what America has become. And everything we warned about, everything, every warning we gave that this would inevitably be what we become, has come true. And it's heartbreaking. But the good news is we're getting this out. Thank God. Thank God. And Tulsi Gabbard spent 15 minutes today going through this in great detail about what all these scumbag traitors did. Traitors to the Constitution. Traitors to the American people. Traitors to the very foundation of this republic. And we've got all the audio for you. So strap in, because it's going to be a big show. And I'm obviously very fired up. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. We're coming right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All righty. So let's get into some of the audio, shall we? By the way, we are rescheduling our Politics and Pints event with Gianna Caldwell. Circumstances beyond our control, but we'll hope to have a date in the fall. But I'm sorry to let you know that. So we have to do that, and we'll make sure that everybody who bought a ticket gets a refund, obviously. But we had to do that for, again, circumstances beyond our control. These things happen. So hopefully we'll get a date in the fall. But the big story of the hour, obviously, is this, all this, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. My buddy, Dr. Mike, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Let Dr. Mike be your man, okay, to give you that beautiful smile. So here's the deal. The issue of what Tulsi Gabbard came out and said today, all that she's exposed, I want to make this very clear. I do not believe this is to distract us from Jeffrey Epstein. And I still want answers on Jeffrey Epstein. And I still believe Republicans need to provide answers on Jeffrey Epstein, lest they look like the party that's covering for Jeffrey Epstein. But it does not change the fact that what Tulsi Gabbard is saying today is very, very serious. But the media is out there today saying, and I even have a clip, that this is all a distraction from Jeffrey Epstein. No, it's not. It's not a distraction. It's that the truth is coming out. It's that the truth always comes out. When you have dedicated people to the truth and you don't have deep state hacks who like war. Bottom line, that's it. That's just the bottom line. Deep state hacks who like war. If you'd had a different person in there than Tulsi Gabbard, this may not be coming out today. So let me begin with the director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard. Irrefutable evidence. And she's got the evidence and she's got the receipts and she's showing all this for us today. So weigh in, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. We're also streaming live on YouTube. We had a little video issue, but we're back now. So weigh in on the comments section as well. But let's start with Tulsi. Cut number three.
At President Trump's direction and with the support and coordination with the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Rick Crawford, today we've released a declassified oversight majority staff report that was produced in September of 2020. The stunning revelations that we are releasing today should be of concern to every American. This is not about Democrats or Republicans. This has to do with the integrity of our democratic republic and American voters having faith that the votes cast will count. There is irrefutable evidence that detail how President Obama and his national security team directed the creation of an intelligence community assessment that they knew was false. They knew it would promote this contrived narrative that Russia interfered in the 2016 election to help President Trump win, selling it to the American people as though it were true. It wasn't. The report that we released today shows in great detail how they carried this out. They manufactured findings from shoddy sources. They suppressed evidence and credible intelligence that disproved their false claims. They disobeyed traditional tradecraft intelligence community standards and withheld the truth from the American people. In doing so, they conspired to subvert the will of the American people who elected Donald Trump in that election in November of 2016. They worked with their partners in the media to promote this lie, ultimately to undermine the legitimacy of President Trump and launching what would be a years-long coup against him and his administration. We're here today because the American people deserve the truth, they deserve accountability, and they deserve justice.
Yeah, they do. Accountability, the truth, and justice, and the American way. And this is not the American way, okay? It's not. And she goes on to talk about the House report, which was declassified today, and how the House report details the evidence here. All right. So, again, this is not just throwing this out there. We have the receipts. Cut number four.
The report goes into great detail about the information that Russia and Putin had, which on Hillary Clinton, which included possible criminal acts like secret meetings with multiple named U.S. religious organizations in which State Department officials offered, in exchange for supporting Secretary Clinton's campaign for the presidency, significant increases in financing from the State Department. They also had documents that showed the patronage of the State Department to State Department employees who would go and support Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. There were high-level DNC emails that detailed evidence of Hillary's, quote, psycho-emotional problems.
That's
my favorite.
Uncontrolled
fits of anger, aggression, and cheerfulness, and that then-Secretary Clinton was allegedly on a daily regimen of heavy tranquilizers.
Tranquilizers.
Then CIA Director Brennan and the intelligence community mischaracterized intelligence and relied on dubious substandard sources to create a contrived false narrative that Putin developed a quote unquote clear preference for Trump.
Now let's understand this, okay? She was on tranquilizers. She was nuts. And Russia knew all this stuff about her. So if they wanted her elected, wouldn't they have put this stuff out? The answer is yes. Of course they would have. Of course they would have. In fact, in this House intelligence report that came out on page 17, it really goes into some detail about this, too. Page 17 of the Declassified House Intelligence Committee report reveals that Russia had huge amounts of potential anti-Clinton dirt, and they sat on it. Internal claims that Hillary was on heavy tranquilizers and suffering intensified psycho-emotional problems. Evidence of severe health ailments like type 2 diabetes and ischemic heart disease. Internal DNC communications that Obama and others found Hillary's health extraordinarily alarming. Evidence of secret meetings with religious leaders where Clinton offered significant increases in funding from the State Department in return for their support. Internal Democrat admissions that European allies were unenthusiastic about a Clinton presidency and thought she was not up to the job of head of state. So if Russia was really all in on getting Trump elected, they would have dropped all this dirt on Hillary Clinton. Obviously. Obviously, they would have done that. Because then it would have helped Trump. But they didn't. She was on tranquilizers. She was on freaking heavy tranquilizers. Elephant tranquilizers. Caroline Levitt called this today the biggest political scandal, and it is the biggest political scandal. Here's the White House press secretary beginning the press briefing today, part number one.
Over the past few days, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard has unveiled shocking new evidence that former President Barack Obama and top aides in the Obama administration conspired to subvert President Trump's 2016 election victory and undermine the democratic will of the American people. While publicly pretending to engage in a peaceful transfer of power, in private, former President Obama went to great and nefarious lengths to try to sow discord among the public and sabotage his successor, President Trump. The new evidence released by the Director of National Intelligence, who is here with me today, confirms that the Obama administration manufactured politicized intelligence, which was later used as the justification for baseless smears against President Trump in an effort to try to delegitimize his victory before he even took the oath of office. The truth is that President Trump never had anything to do with Russia, and the Russia collusion hoax was a massive fraud perpetuated on the American people from the very beginning. And the worst part of this is Obama knew that truth, and so did all of the other corrupt officials involved in this scam, including former CIA Director John Brennan, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, former FBI Director James Comey, former Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, and many others. Director of National Intelligence Gabbard's report further confirms what we already knew. There was no collusion, no corruption, except on the part of Barack Obama and the weaponized intelligence agencies at the time. The Russia hoax was a blatant lie, all ginned up by Democrat political operatives that were signed off on by then-President Obama and leaked to the news media to launch a years-long witch hunt against President Trump and his first administration. Allies of the president, including his own son, Donald Trump Jr., were disgustingly smeared as Russian assets, and some even had their lives destroyed because of this vicious lie. The president's first 2 years in office had this fake distraction hanging over it, and endless resources, time, and political capital were spent having to debunk these lies from the highest levels of our government. Now, nearly 10 years later, thanks to the declassification of documents by Director Gabbard, the truth has finally come to light. And this truth vindicates President Trump, his family, and his many allies and associates who were smeared with defamatory lies.
Yeah. Okay. So let's think about Hillary Clinton in 2016. A warmonger. A total freaking warmonger. And how many Republicans were secretly hoping she'd win? Let's be honest. Come on. First of all, the polls show that she had a 99.99% chance of winning. And when people were out there saying Trump's going to win, they're like, ah, you're crazy. The Republican Party did not accept him. The Republican Party did not want him. The Republican Party rejected him at every turn. And it's because he was not going to be the guy who was going to allow more wars to start. And they didn't start. For 4 years, we went through a period of time. We didn't have any new wars. So then Hillary Clinton loses, and they're all shocked by this because they thought she was going to win. And they figured, you know, Hillary will play ball because the Clintons play ball. It's what they do. The Clintons play ball. Let's be honest. It's what they do. People would get rich. The swamp would get rich. The steaks at the Capitol Grill would be coming out. The wine would be served. I mean, all of it. Nothing would change. Everybody would be fine. Everybody would be happy. And Republicans could go on about yelling about the Clintons again. And everything would have been fine. Trump wins, shocks everybody. Nobody expected him to win. I mean, I did, but a lot. The conventional wisdom at the time, based on the polling, was that he was going to lose. The reason why all this comes out in 2017 is because all these people then turn around and go, holy S, what do we do now? What do we do? We got this guy in the White House now coming in as president. And the swamp turns around and goes, we're not going to get our wars. We're not going to make our money. We're not going to. I mean, he's coming after us. He's been screaming about draining the swamp and the deep state and everything else. And what do we do? So they sit around and they do a Wonder Twins powers activate form of Russian collusion. And they create Russian collusion in January of 2017, December of 2017. It's after the election that all of this is put together for a reason. Because otherwise you'd just have a transition. You'd have a normal transition. I mean, if it had been if Jeb Bush was going into office, you know what I mean? Like if Jeb Bush was going into office and the Russians had tried to do whatever the Russians had tried to do by putting bots out or whatever else that the Russians were ineffective at doing, they never would have done any of this stuff. They would have been fine with him. Oh, great. Jeb's coming in. Exclamation mark. Jeb will give us what we need. Everybody's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. But the swamp, the deep state, was stuck with a guy who, very much like if Rand Paul was going into office, we're going to end these endless wars. That was a big tenet of his campaign, a big tenet of why he won. And so they had to stop him. It wasn't personal. I mean, at one point, Donald Trump was friends with all these people. At one point, he was friends with the Clintons. I mean, the reason why all this Epstein stuff keeps coming up and all these pictures of him and Trump are together is because Epstein was in powerful circles and Trump was in powerful circles and the Clintons were in powerful circles. And the powerful circles were all the powerful people. And they used to like Donald Trump back then. They'd take his money. They'd go to Mar-a-Lago. They'd hang out with the guy. They'd party it up with him. He was fine. He was part of the club. It was only until he decided he was going to run for president and he was not going to give them their wars anymore, that suddenly the guy that they were all friends with, who they happily took his checks for years and years and years, it was them that they suddenly had to stop this guy and create this narrative and this psychological operation that he was this Russian plant to try to undermine him and weaken him and ultimately cripple his presidency. But if it had been Jeb, they would have been fine. It would have been a nice transition, happy high-fiving. I mean, even putting in swamp creatures around Trump in the White House didn't help with that because they ultimately knew that he's not going to listen to them. He's not going to listen to the swamp. He's not going to listen to the warmongers. He had to be stopped. Any other Republican would have been fine for the most part. It would have been fine. Business as usual and fine and everything's fine. You know, like if Nikki Haley had won that election, the Democrats would have been ready to gear up and do their usual stuff, but they wouldn't be planting and manufacturing intelligence to suggest that she's a Russian agent who only got elected because of Vladimir Putin, because Nikki Haley would be, she'd play the game. It's not personal. It's just business. And you're making it very personal. I mean, everything in life I learned from The Godfather, they don't really, it's not like they really didn't like Trump. And don't give me the whole, like, oh, he's too boorish for them. Bill Clinton had sex with an intern in the Oval Office with a cigar. It was never about that. Trump's behavior, the NBC tape, the grab them by the blank. They don't care about that stuff. They didn't care about it then. They don't care about it now. It was always about stopping him because he was not going to play their little warmonger games. Don't doubt me on this. All right, I'm wearing my Emmons roofing shirt today that my buddy Matt Kelly gave me. Emmons, my friends, my go-to contractor. 10% off. 10% off discount for you and your family on everything they do. The Owens Corning Shingle, the best in the business. Anderson Windows, doors, siding. And yes, Emmons even has a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. Now, we have used Emmons in two different homes over the last, I guess, almost 12 years now. They remodeled the kitchen and bathroom in our old house, replaced the roof in our old house, did the windows in our old house. Yeah, we like to buy houses that need a little work. In this new house now, they've already replaced some doors, skylights, and they're going to do more work for us. Emmons, I trust them, and you should trust them too. They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore, and that 10% off discount is huge. So that's what you want for your family. You want to reach out to Emmons today by going to emmonsroofing.com and have them give you a free estimate. They'll never tell you you need a roof if you don't, but if you do, they're going to get the best in the business, Owens Corning Shingle, and that has a lifetime warranty on it as well. All right? Trust the company that I trust, emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We have a clip of Hunter Biden talking about how much he loved doing crack, and we're going to play that for you as well. But I got a bone to pick with Matt DeSantis, and I need to get this off my chest now before going to the 4 o'clock hour, and I forget it. We tried Dave's Hot Chicken today.
Yeah, did you get that Carolina Reaper?
No, I didn't. The woman advised me not to. She said it would really be something I would regret. You do have to sign a form and a waiver, and I think the other place is better. What's the other place? Cane's, Raising Cane's. I think Cane's is better.
I think Cane's is good. So I'm not gonna like sit here and be too outraged, but I think Dave's is better chicken. I think Cane's has better sauce though. If you go with the sauce chicken combo, then I guess it is sort of a coin flip. But if you're just going based off the quality and taste of chicken, I think it's Dave's no contest.
Justin?
Now, normally, I hate to agree with anything Matt says.
Yes, I know.
Purely because of...
Join the dark side.
Don't make me regret saying what I'm about to say. But I think, pound for pound, Dave's is the better chicken. But with the sauce combo, sauce finger combo, it's kind of a toss-up. But chicken only, it's Dave's.
Interesting.
What'd Patrick think?
He, I think, liked Raising Cane's better, but I think the problem is we ordered the hot chicken wings at Dave's, and not the hot chicken strips, and it was like super hot. And then when I got the one that had very mild, I think he liked it better. But I think, being a 10-year-old boy, he was trying to impress me by the level of heat he could handle. You know what I mean? And I think I went too far.
Yeah, the spice level there is apparently no joke. Like I said, I think I got mild when I was there, and that's plenty of heat for me.
Yeah, I don't even the Reaper, which is the high level, and the woman, she said, don't do it. I've seen people get sick. They get, you know, sign a waiver, and I just thought, man, you know what? With my stomach, I'll be back in the hospital. I'll be in Cooper again for a week. So I'm overdue.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been months since I've been under an operating knife or on some sort of anesthesia or intravenous painkillers. So, I mean, we're due. Could be any moment now. I didn't need that. You know what I mean? So, and I thought about it long and hard, but Speaking of Cooper, I could go for a little intravenous morphine right about now, given this news cycle. You know what I mean? I could. Just saying.
Slow things that down a bit, yeah.
Yeah, slow things. A little dilaudid, you know what I mean? Maybe I'll do what the people in Camden do. I'll just show up and I'll just pretend like I have an injury and just say I need some dilaudid and then, you know, see how that works out. Try that. I don't know.
I can't endorse that strategy, but
I know.
It is Wednesday. If it was Friday, I'd be like, just stick it out. But I mean, we got a couple more days to go.
Well, actually, tomorrow is my Friday, so you know what? I think I can make it. So. Yeah. But I've been working long today because I had to do a crossover with Tony Bruno and Miss Robin. So I started work at like 2:50. So I'm already kind of spent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that extra 5 minutes is brutal.
10. Thank you.
Sorry.
Brutal. So, all right, we'll take a quick break. Coming up on the other side, though, more of this with Tulsi Gabbard, the media's reaction, or I should say overreaction to this and their sheer denial of all this. Got a ton of audio for you. Lots of analysis. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.